Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Busella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about the word proven. And full disclosure, I was watching a college basketball game, and a Ford commercial came on, and it said proven. And I'm like, you know what?
Is that where this came
Ford
from?
Ford is proven. We're proven.
Oh.
There's a lot in that word.
There is.
A lot. I have a lot to say.
I'm sure you do.
Hey, before we get into it, though, let's take a question. Before we get into the question, even, it's just, I have been, you know, I don't think you see the comments on people make on this show, about this show.
No, I don't look at them.
Recently, there's been a couple of comments about how, will you guys quit screwing around?
Oh.
You're making this one of somebody's.
Well, I'm here to get some education.
You guys are so unprofessional.
Oh, what, seriously?
You're laughing and joking, and the only jokes are inside jokes. No one cares. Yeah, stop having so much fun. It's like my high school
teacher. Don't enjoy this.
Teacher.
You're not supposed to enjoy your childhood.
Stop having so much fun.
Or enjoy your adulthood.
Stop laughing.
Exactly. We're here to get serious, young
we're
man.
We're here to buy and sell real estate.
Not enjoy this. I don't care how big your bank balance is. Do not enjoy it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. And do not laugh whatever you do. And don't smile.
I won't. Nope. Sorry. I will not have fun. It's like I used to do that with the kids. Ben C. asks, hi, everyone. So this is my first official post. Tested out a comment yesterday, but figured this was the best place to start. My wife and I have been researching vacant land investing, somewhat passively, I might add, for the better part of 6 months.
Good.
Over the past 2 months, I figured it was time to take it seriously and really buckle down the research and looked at something other than YouTube videos and gave myself a launch date of June 1st, 2019. This is awesome.
This is great.
Yeah. The goal is to target vacant land residential lots between 1/4 and 5 acres to start. Supplement with larger wholesale lots to get experience with bigger deals without the risk, and scale upward from there. I would really like to test a soft start and do a mailer to start. Here are the main things I have questions on. 1. What is the least amount of setup, entity, PO box, mailers, etc., that you need to perform your first mailing? 2. What would be the first things that you would set up after your first mailer?
Mm-hmm.
Buyer seller site,
this person's
Google
gonna
Voice,
be incredibly successful.
He's kind of got it all figured out.
The way
out.
That they're approaching
yeah.
us.
Yeah. 3. How worth it is the pro? How has the pro membership been? And would you recommend enrolling right away for a beginner? I would love to. Did you see any of the comments? I'm curious what people weighed right
now.
I have an
there's
idea.
There's a lot of comments.
I know what they how they would answer this. So.
Well, let's take them one by one. So.
Okay.
You go first.
Okay.
What's the least amount of setup, entity, PO box, mailers, etc.
Okay.
That you need to perform for your first mailer?
Entity, not needed. LLC, not needed yet. But you do need an address and a phone number that you're going to keep forever. Because once you start this process, you don't want to be changing it.
Not your home address.
And don't use your home address.
We cover all this in the education, by
the
way, but that's okay.
And you can, Ben, especially your first couple deals, you can put them in your name. We talked about this before, too. There's nothing wrong with putting them in your name in the beginning while you're learning this, you know, your first 5 or 10 deals, whatever it is. And then after you're into it, you figure out, oh, this works. I love it. We want to do it. Now go get the LLC and set that up, but still your address and your phone number did not change. And make sure it's a number that you own, you know, that you can port with you, because trust me, throughout your career here in this business, you will have different phone systems, a different phone, you're probably living in a different place. All this stuff's going to change. So that's why you need those things to be constant, that you could forward them and port them wherever you need to.
That's right.
So, like for us right now, it's our same... how long has it been our same mailing address? 25 years?
Since 1994.
This goes back to proven, by the way.
Yeah.
So since 1994, it's the same mailing address. Has not changed. Have our offices changed? Heck yeah.
States have changed.
Exactly. Relationships have changed. So, but you know what?
You
might get divorced, Ben, but you're still going to have that P.O. box.
That mailbox is older than all three kids.
I'm just kidding. It's funny. It is older than all three kids. That's very true.
That's amazing.
You're right. That's what's constant, and that's important.
Okay. I want you to picture, you listeners and caller, writer, I want you to picture, you send out all this mail, and picture a woman sitting at her kitchen counter in the morning opening the mail. She's got a cup
What's
of
coffee. What's she drinking? Oh, there we go.
Coffee.
I knew it.
She's got a cup of coffee and some incident in the last 5 to 7 days.
She has a Kleenex in her hand and she's crying because her husband just passed on.
Oh, stop. That's terrible, Jill.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Her
some
dog.
Incident.
Her dog got
okay.
hit.
Oh, that's bad, too.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Some incident in her life is causing some financial stress. We've all been there. A million times, doesn't matter what it is.
Kid going to college. I'll make
Kid
it happy.
Kid going to college,
thing.
Yes.
She needs money for college because
right.
we've dealt with the situation too.
That's right. So, and she's got this crazy piece of property that her husband bought or somebody bought or she inherited or whatever. For whatever reason, she's got a bunch of vacant land that she's never has no intention of using ever. She opens the mail. She reads the letter and says, heck yes. I really do want to sell this, but I bet it's a scam. This is what everybody said, every single, this is, so you need to, and I'm answering this question, what's the least amount of setup that you need to do? What you're doing is preparing to ease that person's concern about whether or not this is real.
Right, and you're legit.
So you need a website, and you don't need an overdone website. You need maybe a single page or two or three pages.
Showing who you are and you're legit.
It has a picture of you and your dog and your wife and or whatever makes you seem like a normal person.
Right.
And some information about how you buy and sell property, and you're part of a group called Land Academy, and you help people by liquidating unwanted assets.
And making it very easy for them, yep. And you pay cash.
And in your spare time, you raise golden retrievers or something that makes you really identifiable. That's what you need. That's the answer to that question. Mm-hmm. You need they're going to look you up. What do you do? What do you do when you get a piece of mail and you're concerned? Or what do you do before you go out
Google
to eat?
Them.
You Google it.
Then you look on Yelp, you read the reviews. Exactly.
That's what they're going to do.
Yep. Can I see more of a question, too? So
yeah.
What would be the first things that you set up after your first mailer? So that answers the site and the Google Voice. We covered that, too. Let me go back to Ben. I'm not a fan of Google Voice.
Yeah.
I really want somebody to answer the phone. Yep. So, because you're going to miss... I can absolutely tell you're going to miss deals
half.
If you don't have somebody
you're
answering
miss
the
half
phone.
The deals.
So, and it's not expensive. Just, I think they have like a thing down to $89. You could start. And through us, you get 20% off that. So how
cheap?
It's very
Live.
Cheap.
Set yourself up on Pat
That's
Live.
Where I was going to end with, Pat oh. Live. So I was going there.
Or get yourself a burner phone. If you can't.
And forward the number to the burner phone.
Yes.
Exactly. And then if you can kind of answer the calls, maybe. It might be hard for people, though. Let's just say Pat probably like everybody has a day job.
Yeah.
So just invest in Pat Live. It'll be money well spent.
Okay.
Then.
Question number three.
And then how worth it has it been, the pro membership been? And would you recommend enrolling right away for a beginner? I don't think you can do this without it. The tools that we have, you have to have access to the data. So right there, you're dead in the water. If you don't have
you have to get the data somewhere, okay? So, and that's what people, that's my stock answer for, is Land Academy's membership worth it?
Right.
I mean, where else are you going to get the data? I mean, you could, I guess.
Especially it's cheap.
And the education, that's how I look at this. The education's free. What you're really paying for is the data.
Okay.
Access to the data.
I think you're paying for that to learn how to do this, though, too, in the programs.
I mean, I'll tell you, Jill and I fund a lot of deals. So if you go to Land Investors and go to Get Funded, or I think it's Funding, mm-hmm. it's one of the
deal
menu
funding.
Items.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we partner with a lot of people, and we also entertain partnering with people who are not members.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, there's a massive difference between the people who are educated and the people who aren't.
Exactly.
And the deals that they choose, how they choose them, and how they just handle the whole thing.
It's very true. Exactly.
So
back to
ask other people on Land Investors.
Yeah,
I'm
sure he's doing it.
We obviously believe in it.
Well, you know what? And for listener, by the way, if this is something that's of interest to you, please go on the landinvestors.com website right now. You can find this thread that was written by Ben. We really pulled it out of there and read what our members have said. And you can read a lot more about it too, right there. But yeah, the membership. I'm serious. You're dead without the membership because I need the data. I need the cheaper mail. I need to be able to do my due diligence. That's one thing.
You can't do this
when the calls come in. Yeah, you have to be able to look above on Parcel Fact. I also need Title Pro 24/7 because I'm doing my due diligence there. I need to check the chain of title because the county's not always that great and I don't always have it up to date there. So I need that information. Now I need to do a deed. Well, I need deed perfect. So there we go. And then, oh, and by the way, now I have a question. Well, you know what? You need us on a Thursday call to ask us that last question. Maybe even on the Thursday call, because you're a member, this is like, I know this is a huge value. You just want to would you do this deal with us and give us a state county APN in our closed group and have Stephen really look it up right there with you for free and say, yeah, I would do this deal. And you're going to go, okay, great. I'm on the right track. Baby, we got this.
So all of that said, is it possible to succeed without Land Academy membership? Yeah. There's people, if you go over Land Investors all over the place, there's people that buy and sell land that are not members of Land Academy. Right. So
they've taped it together.
Yeah.
It's a slower, there's a learning
it's
curve.
It's going to take a lot more time.
That's the thing.
That's it.
There's a learning curve if you want to kind of tape it together and learn on your own, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you want to ramp it up faster, jump in.
Yep.
Thank you.
Today's topic, the word proven. This is the meat of the show. What I never anticipated when we started Land Academy, this is not a profit center for us. Land Academy is not a profit center. We buy and sell land, and now we partnership with people, and that's how we make money. Mm-hmm. We do this show as a kind of a way to give back to the whole industry and just to help. And frankly, Jill and I enjoy it most of the time.
Right.
What I never anticipated when we started Land Academy in 2015 are the offshoots of stuff. The offshoots of people holding their own webinars and their groups and all kinds of stuff. And I think it's great.
Doing their own little side things.
I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate business and the internet in general is riddled with unproven events or
I
products.
See. So your point here is
people,
do your homework on people?
There are some people that I don't think they've shaved yet. That are trying to teach other people how to buy and sell real estate. Or they're dying to get in front of a camera and have their own show.
Are you talking about, so you're saying experience. There's nothing to, whether it's life experience and or...
Real estate experience. How can you have a show?
Which I agree.
When you've done five or six deals.
Could you imagine?
Or let's say you've done none.
Okay. I've got this. I've done the whole program back forwards, backwards three times. I'm going to start something right now. I got this.
So I'm glad you're listening to the show. I'm glad, you know, our group is packed full of great people. It really is. And they're educated well. And the vast majority are doing really well for themselves. So as you have a choice about what you listen to and what you watch. It's just, it cracks me up more and more for some reason. People are, go ahead. It's just funny. It's funny for me.
I'm sure you do, Stephen. I still take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
You mean, so let's all back up here. And I just want to point a couple things out. What a great compliment that we have shared and taught and coached and helped people supported people to the point that they're like, I can teach other people and I can help other people. I mean, what a compliment to us about that.
Yeah.
I think that's huge.
Yep.
Number one. And I love that I had someone the other day, just a couple days ago, I was in Bigger Pockets putting some comments in there, and this girl's like, all right, you know, what are you trying to do here? And I'm like, nothing. There's enough deals to go around. She's like, oh, okay. It's like she thought, I don't know what she thought I was trying to do. Or
seriously,
it was really kind of weird. She's like,
tell us about it.
Like I was answering somebody's question. I was sincerely helping them and answering a question. And this woman's like, all right, what are you, you know, what's your...
What are you selling?
Yeah, something like that. And I'm like, nothing. I'm really here helping people. Have you not met me in my group? Because if you come along,
this is what I'm talking about.
And see, I'm giving it all away. Basically, I'm keeping the lights on, and we have a huge staff. You know, I gotta. But at the end of the day, we're not making much money. So, Anyway, it's really more giving than getting, and as it should be, you know?
This show is getting, gets larger and larger constantly.
I love it. And that's Land Academy. And you're right. Land Academy pays for itself. Let's just leave it at that. And then over here, our investing, that's still our business. And yeah. I love it. And it's never going to go away. So,
it just cracks me up. There's lots of critics out there. And there's lots of people that think they can do it. And then when you really see what they've done, it's nothing.
It's like 20 deals. Do your homework. That's a good point. I don't want to pick on anybody.
Almost 16,000 deals.
Yeah. And then of all types.
This is show number 939.
It's like, you want to talk about the commercial thing I'm doing right now? Do you want to talk about the house where I just told a lady to go jump in a lake? You know, kind of thing. Sure. What do you want to know? Seriously. That was just today.
Jill terminated.
I did.
She cut off a buyer. Terminated them because
they're playing
taking
games.
Too long, and they're whiny.
Wasting our time.
And I won't.
They
say,
think I'm desperate. I paid cash for it. I'm not desperate. You can walk. I know what it's worth. I don't care.
The amount of conversation
I am not
that
sweating.
Has gone on because we're down to the last $5,000 purchase price. And Jill said, "Do you know what?"
No, they even went lower. I'm like,
Jill said,
we're not doing that.
Nope. See ya. Don't call back.
Exactly.
I love that about you.
I did what as much as I'm going to do, and we're going to let it go. So, okay, so what was the whole, can I back up here real quick? So I just want to recap here. Proven is to you making that we are proven.
We're proven.
And making sure that whoever you learn from and follow, if you will, that they're proven. Do your homework.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you have a finite amount of time.
That's true.
And resources.
That's true.
Don't waste it on some silliness that just
that's
got
true.
Your attention. Something was shiny on Facebook or on the internet, and it's, you know, here's why I'm saying this. At least half of the people that are members now have come to us from other educator experience,
right.
And they all say a different version of this. Man, I wish I would have found you guys first.
I
spent too much money and time listening to these ding-dongs.
Yeah.
Doing X, Y, and Z, and it's not just people. I wish I would have found you guys first with this land thing first, because I wasted a lot of money and lost a lot of money renovating a house, because it's sure not like the HGTV episodes.
Right.
So, spend your time and money on something that's proven. You deserve it.
I have nothing to say.
Mic drop.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted another, I don't know, 15 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show.
Join us next time for the episode called Already Successful Members Succeed.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Hey, how was that for a rant?
It was a little bit of a rant. That's what I was just going to say. I'm like, you had to get something out. Did it work?
The most popular?
Is it off your chest?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
No, it's never really gone.
Oh.
The most popular radio shows, by leaps and bounds, are just guys ranting.
Well,
they're just frustrated as heck with the way the world is.
Well, hold on a moment.
I'm
okay with that. But what I was going to say too, when you started to say the most popular shows, I thought you were going to say the most popular shows are people, let's just say experience, and I'm not going to use age numbers here, because I'm a girl, I'm not a fan of age.
So, oh shoot, we're laughing, don't laugh.
That's right. But, you know, and they've been there. That sings to me, you know. You know, I just wrote a blog last week about our online community, and there's, I can't remember how many thousands of posts in there. I'm like, you know, with the experience that we bring to the table, now with the thousands of people that are in our online community and the thousands more posts,
yeah,
you can pretty darn bet that the whatever situation or experience or what question you have, it's probably in there.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You know,
it's proven.
It is proven,
and it's not just us that, you know.
That's
look, when we started this thing, Land Academy thing, there's been several times where I'm like, you know what? Because we'd get comments like, "Come on, you guys, this can't work."
Right.
My initial reaction: Land Academy would never exist if Jill wasn't involved.
Thank you.
And even like last week, I don't need to do this. My whole reaction is, anybody's opinion is, you know what? That's fine. Don't join. don't listen.
In fact,
you know what?
If it doesn't sing to you.
What just happened with this house in Arizona?
Yeah.
Don't buy it then.
Yeah, I don't care. Doesn't bother me. I'm not going to talk you into it.
I'm not going to sit here and sell you something.
No.
If you don't see the value in this, then you don't see the value in this.
Exactly.
That's fine.
And that's okay.
Hundreds and hundreds of other people are literally making fortunes
right.
doing this in our membership.
Yep.
They're asking us for more products every single day
yep.
to make it easier, and they're willing to pay. So I feel proud.
Me too.
And proven.
Me too. Wherever you are listening or watching, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.